I'm Martin Tebow, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. In the late 19th century, Impressionist art took America by storm. Artists like William Merritt Chase, Childe Hissam, and John Henry Twatchman applied the principles of spontaneity and painterliness to American places. Twatchman's Waterfall Greenwich at the David Owsley Museum of Art is a prime example of his Impressionist approach to landscape. In this work, a river rushes over a waterfall toward a large boulder on the artist's property in Connecticut. The water splashes, meanders, and cascades through the composition. Twatchman uses vibrant colors, green, blue, yellow, and pink, to give us a sense of the lush landscape he witnessed. His brushwork is fast, painterly, and almost frantic, and the landscape comes alive on the canvas. Born in Cincinnati, Twatchman studied art in Europe before settling down with his wife and son on a farm in Connecticut. From 1888 until his death in 1902, Twatchman rose to fame. His paintings appeared in shows with other Impressionists, like Claude Monet, and he was commissioned to paint wondrous American landscapes like Yellowstone and Niagara Falls. Despite all these successes, Twatchman was a reserved man who stayed mostly on his farm, where the majority of his body of work was painted, including Waterfall Greenwich. We'd like to thank Ball State student Gwendolyn Mark for her research. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.